And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan Rosario. Happy to be back talking about the goodness of God as always, the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. And the title of the message today is The Blood of Jesus. Yes. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For some of you may not know, that's an old hymn that has moved many churches for many, many years. What can wash my sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I am talking about the power of the cross today, the blood of Jesus Christ, what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit, reminded how to live in all spiritual things by God. So yes, filled with worship and praise to God for His Son, Jesus Christ. So the Lord, folks, gave me some great scriptures to talk about today. Last 3 weeks, I've been talking about the power of prayer and living in the Spirit at all times. But before I get there, I am reminded by the Bible scriptures that I will get into shortly that there was a cost for our mind, spirit, and soul being free today. Sure was. There was a price that was paid by the blood of Jesus. But let me take a few minutes here to recap last 3 weeks' sermons, which, by the way, connects with today's message. And the takeaway from the last 3 messages, folks, is this. Prayer changes things. And living in the Spirit changes you, changes how you think and act every minute of the day. So I repeat again today, before I move on into the message here, living in the Spirit causes a chain reaction. So whether you act out or one way or another or lack of action, either way, there will be some kind of response. So I say, prayer changes things. Living in the Spirit changes you, and that chain reaction is acting more spiritual, responding to everything on this earth in the God, what would Jesus do, spirit of things. Amen. After all, Jesus was sent into the world to save us, right? So again, that price was already paid. All we have to do is act right. Amen. Because doing things and acting on things, as I said last week, in my message titled, Living in the Spirit, keeps you in the Spirit and keeps the devil away. Living in the Spirit keeps you in the Spirit and keeps the devil away. You know what they say? Take 2 aspirins and call me in the morning. It keeps the doctor away, right? I'm not sure if that's the best example, but you get my point, right? Living in the Spirit keeps the devil away. And like I said last week, living in the Spirit keeps the devil dazed and confused. Yeah. If you can imagine being weak at the knees, when you live in the Spirit means pray in the Spirit and say and do things in the Spirit of God, the devil's attacks show up weak. Yeah, weak at the knees. Why? Because he's dazed and confused. And he gets dazed and confused because your mind is no longer controlled by him. No, he is nowhere in your mind. He has no more of your buttons to push. He gets knocked out and off his routine when you live in the Spirit. Now, I know that sounds a little funny, but the black eye knockout punch is when you pray every day, forgive every day, love every day, renew your mind every day, which keeps you living in the Spirit every day. And I like to give examples. Imagine this. Imagine watching a boxing match. Yeah. Go with me for a moment. Close your eyes and imagine 2 men in a boxing ring, right? They're getting ready to throw down. They're getting ready to fight. One throws a knockout punch before they can even get started. And the other guy sees stars and fireworks. His knees start to shake and he hits the floor. That's how I imagine the devil as dazed and confused. When you stay faithful, folks, in all things God with your calm, peaceful, and loving actions, the devil gets amnesia. When you respond this way and live in the peace of God, he doesn't know how to deal or how to attack you because nothing is moving you outside of the will of God, outside of your peace and joy and happiness and forgiveness and love, everything. He's not counting on your spiritual responses because, like I said, when you forgive, love more, trust God more, walk in faith, peace, hope, and joy more, when you pray every day, there are no buttons to push. Yes, the devil has no buttons to push. It's kind of like, well, here's another little funny one, but true. It's kind of like, and some folks go with me here, in the heat of a disagreement with your spouse, right? I know, we've all been there. And your spouse pushes that last button. You know, the one that sends you into outer space. You're out there, you're gone. You're in the flesh. You know what I'm talking about, right? In the heat of a disagreement, folks, your spouse blurts out that one thing, you know, that one thing that pushes your button, that sends you right into the flesh. And I say that because this is the same approach the devil uses. When you live, reside, rest, breathe in the Spirit of God, forgive, love, trust, walk in faith, peace, hope, and joy, and pray every day, there are no buttons for the devil to push. And for the devil to be off his game, so to speak, it would have to be an act of God. Yes, for the devil to be off his game, it will have to be an act of God. So, that act of God would be following the teachings of Jesus Christ, being reminded why we are forgiven. We can't lose sight of that. And the way we are reminded that we are forgiven is to walk in the fruits of the Spirit. And I talked about that last week in the message titled Living in the Spirit. It keeps you grateful and thankful for God sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save you. Yes, it keeps you in the Spirit of God, keeps you doing and acting only on those things, folks, and situations that are spiritual by God. I know it's a mind shift, but if you work on it every day, you work on living and doing and acting in the Spirit, not allowing conversations or people in your space that brings the world in your life, you have to work on it. You have to close the door, lock the key, and only deal in situations that is going to keep you in the mindset of God. Amen? So I am here to tell you today, all of you today, that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, the life of Jesus Christ was created for you and I. Jesus Christ is the reason why we go to heaven. Or at least have the opportunity to decide if we're going to live on that path to get to heaven, because we are forgiven when we ask. Amen. So if you just tuned in to the Faith Walk Radio Ministry Show today, I hope you stay encouraged and learn that prayer is the only way to get yourself out of the trauma and drama in your life. I'm going to be talking about Jesus Christ and the sacrifices that was laid out for our lives so that we can get rid of the dramas and the traumas in our life. Scripture I have been teaching on really quick before I get into the main message of the day. I've been teaching last 3 weeks and I just can't get away from it. It has ministered to my heart, spirit, and soul, and I hope it's coming through to you today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, I have been teaching on, and it says, again, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So, I'm going to move on from this scripture, go back to the last 3 weeks of messages. If you haven't heard them, you can visit my website, www.faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Go to messages and listen away. Amen. So moving on, the title of the message today is The Blood of Jesus. Yes, the blood of Jesus reminds me of an old hymn song. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's right. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can fix it, can make it all right, can give you life. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on that cross for you and I, that we may live and have a second chance to get over the traumas and dramas in our life. Amen. I know it's an old hymn, but because God sent his son Jesus into the world to be that living witness and testimony to the uncompromising word of God gives us a chance to live the eternal life. It makes us whole in Christ. It makes us heirs to the Most High God. So again, that song has been ringing in my ear, in my spirit all week. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you don't understand where I'm going here, scriptures tell us that we were bought at a price. And that price was the blood of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. That's why when I'm having a bad day, trying to stay in the God spirit of things, I don't care if folks think I'm religious, I plead the blood of Jesus. So when you don't know what to say, think, or act, when the burden is just too hard to bear, pray the blood of Jesus. Why? Because it's power in the blood of Jesus. It's life by means of the blood of Jesus. It's joy by the blood of Jesus. It's hope by the blood of Jesus. It's healing, peace, love, faith, wisdom, understanding by the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you don't believe me, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And to me, folks, the breakdown of these scriptures, when asked, God forgive you of your sins, those offenses. Yes, when you ask the Lord to forgive you and your heart is in the right place and you're surrendering your mind, body, and soul to him, you're forgiven. It's just that simple. Jesus has already paid the ransom for your redemption. So when I sing the blood of Jesus, pray the blood of Jesus, is symbolic to the cross. That's how I look at it. Jesus paid the ultimate price, his life, his brutal demise at the hands of religion. So now you and I, we don't have to figure it out anymore. It's already figured out for us. It's all been laid out for us. All we have to do is live the scriptures in the Bible. Live in the word of God. Not just talk about being righteous, but do right and say right things all the time. Again, for we were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And just as a footnote, and I know this might sound like, come on, Susan, I know that, but the definition of God is the supreme or ultimate reality, such as being perfect in power, wisdom, goodness, who is worshipped as creator and ruler of the universe. So, all I got to say to that is when I read that, it put a face to the picture for me. God is the supreme, the ultimate reality. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. God, that just soothes my soul. Yes, the supreme, again, God is the supreme, the ultimate reality. Who can wash away your sins? No one, nobody ever, but Jesus. What can make you whole again? No thing, no situation, no money, only the blood of Jesus. So in saying that, God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is the supreme or ultimate reality of the universe. The devil knows it. And because the devil is the heart of the world, meaning the dark light and the adversary, he knows it. The Spirit of God is a result of it, and Jesus knew it, which is why he was willing to leave his blood on our hands. Yes. So that we would make the decision to live or die. Just that simple. You could be living and people can physically see you, but you could be dying inside. Your heart could be so far away from God. Your spirit could be split in many directions in your life, which is jeopardizing your soul. So to make the decision to live or die boils down to just that. Jesus left his blood on our hands. So what are we going to do with it, folks? Will you stand on the sidelines and just let the devil torture you day in and day out? Or will you be faithful and grateful to the word of God and the calling on your life? If so, be glad in the Lord. Be happy when trouble comes. Be hopeful in all the hell breaking loose around you. Still stand. Stay prayerful and faithful. Do this in remembrance of Jesus Christ, to be good and to do good things in the kingdom of God. That's the bottom line. That's what we are called to do. We were not created, and the Spirit does not lead us to just be accustomed to the ways of the world. Amen? So before I get sidetracked, let me throw in a scripture here that makes my point for me. I want to go to John. That's 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, and it tells us this, folks. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. You see? Again, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. You see, folks, the blood of Jesus is the ultimate price that was paid for you and I. It wasn't just that Jesus died. It was the spiritual action and revelation behind the blood of Jesus, which is symbolic to eternal life. And how do we get there? Susan, tell me, how do we get there? I'll tell you this, folks. You ready? By living in the Spirit every minute of the day will reveal all things to you. So no need to be worried and fear, full of anxiety, depressed. No need. Because the revelation behind the words, the blood of Jesus, was an act at no cost to you. So I hope your heart is open to receive my words in the scriptures today. That praying in the Spirit, folks, loving others and being patient in the Spirit of God is not just another thing to do. It symbolizes a way of life, a walk, a path, the only way to be free from yourself. Again, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. But if we walk in the light, folks, when you live in the Spirit, you are letting your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So the scripture is appropriate. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So when you do the right thing by God every minute of the day, you are cleansed. You are open to receive all those God rewards the scripture tells us about. The scripture tells us that God examines the heart, searches the mind, and rewards us according to our ways. So when we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. God is powerful and almighty. I will be right back after these Faith Walk announcements.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello, San Diego. This is Susan Rosario. I am proud to announce to the San Diego community of family, friends, and Christian brothers and sisters, the Faith Walk Foundation will be feeding the hungry. This is exciting news, folks, and exactly what the Lord has laid on our heart to do. Beginning May 2017, the Faith Walk Foundation will feed hundreds of working class families in selected locations throughout San Diego County. As you know, this takes finances as well as resources to make it happen, and I need your help. If you are interested in teaming up and donating or lending a helping hand, I want to talk to you. Contact me today at info@faithwalkradio.com. That's info@faithwalkradio.com. Come take a faith walk with me and help us feed the hungry in San Diego County. 100% of all donations will aid and support the hungry in San Diego County.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, host of the Faith Walk Show. I hope you are staying encouraged and building your faith walk with the Lord every day. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So in saying that, folks, if you have a Faith Walk inspirational story you would like to share with me so that I can share with the world right here on this show and on my website, feel free to email me at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Share your Faith Walk inspirational story today. You never know. You might be the story selected to spotlight, to encourage, and let people know that God is still working things out in the lives of people all over the world. Again, email me your Faith Walk inspirational story today at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Also, if you are in need of prayer and encouragement, also feel free to email me, write me, or give me a call. Go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. There's more information for you there. That's faithwalkradio.com. Now, back to the show. As we continue to talk about faith and building your faith foundation.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back. If you are just tuning in to Faith Walk Radio Ministry and missed the first part of this message, no worries. Go to my website at www.faithwalkradio.com. That's www.faithwalkradio.com. Click on messages, select today's message titled The Blood of Jesus, and you are on your way to hearing some powerful scriptures. Also, there's a bunch of messages there you can download. Prayer Closet Part 1 and 2, Living in the Spirit, Strongholds Become an Invasion, Faith is a Tool, and a bunch more. So feel free to download them free of charge. Pass them out to all the folks you know. Help me spread the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, as a note to go back real quick before the break, I was talking about how calling on the name of Jesus, praying the blood of Jesus, symbolizes walking in the light of God, living in the Holy Spirit every minute of the day. That is what we have to do to condition our minds every day so that we're more in the Spirit than in the flesh. Amen. Again, I was talking about 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And all I got to say to that is, not my will, but your will be done, Lord. Not my spirit, O God, but your spirit lives in me, O God. Not my heart, but your heart cleanses me, O Lord. Not my mind, but your thoughts, O God. Powerful scripture. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, and folks, this scripture says to me, if we just stay in the spirit, he is in the light. So if he's already in the light, and if we are walking towards the light, we are on one accord, connected completely in the spirit with God. Our mind is right. Our heart is right. What we say and do and act on is right every minute of the day. Now, I know some folks might say, well, Susan, I don't think that's possible for us to live in the spirit every day. But that's what we have to work towards, because there's something called the spirit and the flesh. Our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, the dark forces of this world. Take note of that. Begin to understand that your fight is not against the person that hurt you, betrayed you, did this or that, or is doing this or that. It's spiritual. So how do you fight a spiritual battle? By walking in the light of God. Powerful stuff today. Amen. And this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. After all is done on this earth, the living word of God will remain. And after all is said about your life, when you take your last breath on this earth, the living word of God will remain. So the best way I can say this is to just say it in the spirit. God is everywhere. God lives everywhere. Whether you live in the spirit of God or not, God will forever reign in heaven and on this earth. So either you surrender completely or you stay all messed up. You decide. Folks, I've had a wonderful time sharing the word of God with you today. Again, if you've just tuned in to this message today, this is the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan Rosario. I am here every Sunday spreading the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ, the living Bible. Go to my website, www.faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Send me a prayer request. Send me a Faith Walk inspirational story so that I can share your story with the world to let folks know that God is still listening and doing things in the lives of people all over the world. And before I say goodbye, my signature goodbye, Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, he left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, folks, in God's speed.
Stone by stone, brick by brick, please build. I'm not alone, by you I am healed. I need your help to get me through the day. Faithful Savior, hear my cry, I pray. I need a faith wall, a path to lead me straight to you. Build me a faith wall. You are the way, the light, the truth. All my trials and all of my pain, use them, Lord, to glorify your name. Shape me, mold me into what you need.
You are listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Abba,
Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.